And let's lighten the mood a little with talking TV. It's almost 10 years since Kate Winslet was last on TV, and now she's back in a new series called Mayor of Easttown.
What do you do, Mayor?
I'm a detective.
A detective?
You don't have any bodies hidden under your porch, do you?
Not yet, no.
Wenli Ma is TV and film critic for news.com.au and a regular for us. Hello again, Wenli.
Hello.
Mayor of Easttown, that's spelled M-A-R-E. Is there a clue in that? And is this your regular detective murder mystery?
Mayor is the character Kate Winslet plays, and she lives in a place called Easttown. So it's actually as simple as that as far as the title goes. And I think this is such a brilliant detective series because even though she is a detective and there is a murder mystery that runs through it, it's actually about her character and the town. It's a small eastern Pennsylvania town. It's very kind of run down, grimy. You know, it's so depressing that the most exciting thing in town is the 25th anniversary of a really cool high school basketball shot. That's the kind of place it is. And that is what the show establishes straight away. It is really lived in. They've got all these characters that don't feel compelled to do these huge exposition dumps like, oh, you know, Scott, you know my cousin Frank. Well, of course you know my cousin Frank. We've lived in the same town for 40 years. They don't feel the need to do that. I just love this series. And Kate Winslet, she's such a goddess. She's incredible, and I can't believe we've waited 10 years to see her in something else on TV.
Yeah, it's instructive, isn't it? I mean, she's a fantastic actress, I agree. I love her performances, and you know, why hasn't she been on TV? TV is the main game, but this is an all-star cast.
Yeah, and you've got Guy Pearce in it. He plays this literary professor who kind of comes in and seems really nice. We don't know if there's something more to him. And another Australian actor, Gowrie Rice, she's kind of an up-and-coming. She's in her early 20s. She plays Kate Winslet's daughter. But then you've got people like Jean Smart and Evan Peters and Julianne Nicholson, just these really solid American, almost character actors that you just see pop up in heaps of things and go, oh, I know that person. I just think it's so good.
It's so good, but there's so much good TV. I mean, we thought the peak, the golden age of TV was with The Sopranos and Mad Men, but really it's just gone.
It's gone bonkers.
You know, astronomically better since then. How does this fit in? Is this sort of top of the range prestige TV, would you say?
This is absolutely the case. And I think what we've been missing for a few years is because there's so much television, lots of shows struggle to sort of really stand out. And then in that way, it feels like almost we don't have prestige TV, we just have TV. But then something like Mayor of Easttown comes along in the way that something like The Queen's Gambit came along. You know, it looks expensive. The performances are really good. The writing is really good. And you just watch that show and you go, this is better than everything else that's on right now.
Yeah, you get those, don't you? The Queen's Gambit, I agree, was one of them. The Loudest Voice was another.
Yeah.
They just sort of stand up. In this week of The Mayor of Easttown, which sounds fantastic, we're also getting a new season of Spicks and Specks, which people will be very excited about.
I was really excited. I mean, no offence to the 2014 kind of revival, but I definitely missed the original team, and they are back. So you've got Adam Hills and Al Rowe and Miff Warhurst, and they just slide right back into it. It's so smooth. It's so easy. And I love, you know, I loved Rock Wizard as well, but Spicks and Specks, because I'm not like a huge music nerd, has always been more accessible. So
yeah,
you know,
great team.
Yeah, and then you just manage to get some questions right and feel a little bit smug instead of being stumped the whole time. Yeah.
Or I don't, and I thought I knew a lot about music, and you think, oh, well, it's still fun. Okay, what else should we look out for this week?
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit out. Adam Liao's got a new show coming up on SBS called The Cook-Up. It's 200 episodes.
It's a huge investment by SBS.
Huge investment. So SBS are clearly really confident in what he can bring to the channel. There's a quirky comedy called The Frank of Ireland coming out on Amazon. It's got the Gleeson brothers, Domhnall and Brian, who are the son of Brendan. Sons, I should say. There's a Big Shot that's coming out on Disney Plus, and it is John Stamos's return, if anyone asked for that. Maybe they did, but I'm kind of keen for it. Next Monday will be interesting because MasterChef and Lego Master are both back on the same night.
Up against each other?
Up against each other, it seems. So we'll see how that comes out. And
I know
then,
what I'll be watching.
I know you. I know. It'll be Lego Masters.
You're right.
And then Younger's final season, and there is a special episode of Mythic Quest, which is a comedy on Apple TV+.
Wenli, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wenli Ma, TV and film critic for news.com.au, and that Mayor of Easttown she was talking about. Wenli, I forgot to ask you, where can we see
Mayor of Easttown? That'll be on Foxtel and Binge on Monday.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much.